tell me, how did you find out about this whole situation? This is a pretty heartwarming, unique situation.
Michael Banks reached out to me. I think we had met earlier in the year, and we kind of hit it off just talking, and we wanted to do some business together down the line, and I was just kind of finding, you know, where two schedules could meet, and it just so happens that he had this event going on and asked me to be a part of it, and I was really excited about it. Spent a lot of time, I don't have any childhood cancer in my family, very lucky, but, you know, I've spent a lot of time with kids who have, and if you ever meet one of these, you know, strong kids, it's just an amazing experience, and it's with you, and so I jumped at the chance to help Michael out with this.
How did you feel when you found out that, like, one of this girl's wishes was to see you, you know, perform?
Man, you know, it's really awesome to hear that. It's even better that we get to, you know, grant the wish. I think that's one of the best parts about wrestling is whether you can get an autograph or get to see someone wrestle. It's a really powerful effect that we have on the younger generation, and it's really cool. Pro wrestling is so acceptable right now across all forms of media, I feel like. And so it's nice to be able to help people and not just be looked down upon for an industry.
So have you met this young girl yet? And if you haven't, you know, how do you feel like going into there? Like, you're going to perform and then you're going to meet her for the first time. How does that feel?
Yeah, well, definitely excited to meet her. You would think that, you know, these kids or this young girl would be just unhappy, not smiling, no personality. But it's like the exact same, or it's the exact opposite. Like their strength shines through in their personality, in their smile, in their happiness. And it's like really incredible. And it's definitely overwhelming. And I'm sure I'll get teared up because I'm just that type of guy. But it's such a powerful moment. I'm just very honored to be a part of it and glad to help grant a wish.
So it's Wrestle Jam 16. It's November 4th. Tickets are $20. Tickets are $10 for kids. Like, aside from seeing you perform, like, what else are you going to be doing, like, before the show? Are you going to be signing autographs or anything? Like, just to, like, what else is going to be going on there?
Yeah, that's one of the great things about leaving that other company is every appearance I make, it's much more intimate, and I get to give all the Jack Swagger fans out there and experience, and we always do meet and greets, you know, before the show, during intermission, or after the show, just depending on what the setup is. It kind of differs, but we'll definitely be doing a meet and greet beforehand. Come take your picture, get an autograph, fun stuff like that. You know, just come and talk to me, and we'll have a little fun with it. And it's pretty much. That's pretty much all I know about it.
Yeah. Now. All right. How has the indie world been treating you? A lot of performers have gone the indie route, you know, the past year. Like, Cody Rhodes has been incredibly successful, and a lot of guys have found success there. So how's it been for you?
Yeah. It's been good so far. I've been on the indie scene about 6-7 months now. Mm-hmm. And, never been on the side of it before, so I had a lot to learn, and so I was really trying to learn fast and pay attention, but it's been very cool. Every locker room, the entire roster, been so helpful, no egos. You see a lot of the guys in the back recognizing the movement and the opportunity that's in front of us, and you see them working together and wanting to help be a part of it and help grow this industry instead of fighting each other and, you know, just silly stuff. So it's cool, and I'm glad to be a part of it and glad I can help. And at the same time, it's so awesome for me because I get to learn so much because it is also new, this side of it. And I really feel like I'm evolving and going on a journey right now. And it'd be exciting to see where it takes me, which was one of the reasons why I left.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? You said you've learned some lessons. What do you think is the biggest lesson that you've learned? And if you can, if you have any stories about like a lesson that you've learned on the Indy Trail.
Well, like main rule with pro wrestling, I feel like, is every audience is different. So you have to know your audience, what they want, and you know how to get it there. And the indie audience is definitely a little more different. You definitely have your younger kid crowds, and then you also have your older demographic. And those shows are a little bit different as far as like how you can interact with the audience, and you know, and how you can get them to suspend disbelief. So it's just kind of like seeing the situation. But I mean, the main thing on this side of it is it's staying healthy. So at the one point, you want to tear down the house and do some incredible stuff, but you got to stay healthy so you can keep doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're not signed with anybody, it's your livelihood.
So after you left the WWE, like, I'm a big fan of, like, you know, all pro wrestling. I follow pro wrestling, like, all over the world. And one of the first places that I thought that you would be, like, a perfect fit would be, like, Lucha Underground. I saw somebody like Cage be such a success in Lucha Underground by being so different and but yet being so athletic. Is that a place where you think, like, that you would fit in, that you would want to work if you had the opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. I know Chris DeJoseph from the WWE, and we got along great there, like minds. He reached out to me this summer. I know their tapings are coming up for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely be very interested to go there, even if I had to wrestle on a mask. I think I like what they're doing. The product looks different, and if they can keep it going, I think they can really churn out something that's different from all the other shows.
I mean, I think the same thing could be said for like New Japan. I mean, people like you, blonde hair, you know, like the build, like you would be a massive like rock star in Japan. Is that something that you ever thought about?
Yeah, absolutely. When I left, I wanted to go wrestle everywhere. And of course, the wrestler in me, the shooter in me, wants to go to Japan. Experience it and definitely adapt that style because they have so many, I feel like so many exciting little aspects that they can do in their matches. It's a little bit different than over here or with like a UK audience. So it's a lot of fun to watch. And I think down the road, I'm definitely going to be over there.
Okay. With the political climate, the way that it is, do you just think like sometimes that the We the People angle would have been even cooler, like right now during like the Trump presidency?
Man, it's crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
It really went through like a evolution. Like it started out as like a pretty scary political storyline meant to offend, and then you know, through like through Deb. And through his promos, even though like they're pretty nasty, like he just had this lovable characteristic about it,
yeah,
that he kind of got away with saying anything, and not a lot of people can do that. So that was a special thing. And then at Cesaro in the mix, it was just amazing. And anything he did, the people just erupted on because it was just so impressive. So like We the People kind of changed into like, I felt like the fans took it and made it their own and turned it into a people movement. It's not a political movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's more for like, hey, this is us type deal. And you can see that when you go to other countries that they still stand up and say it just as loud because they know it's about them, which is cool. It would have been very, very topical and probably even bigger during this administration, because like he just is so off the wall that would have played perfectly for pro wrestling. Back in like 15, when he announced, I just had this feeling that we were going to elect him. And I went to Vince and pitched an idea to kind of do We the People, but add like a Trump factor into it. And he just said, stay away from it. So it never happened.
On when this interview was announced, when I found out that I was going to interview you, I throw on Facebook, I'm like, I got an interview with Jack Swagger, and easily over a dozen people were just commenting in capitals, We the People, you know? So it's like, when you go on the indie scene, is like, do people still respond to that gimmick the way that they did when you were in the WWE? And if so, how does that feel?
Oh, man, the outpouring of love that I've gotten from the fans at the indie shows, it's been really cool. It's been really humbling, and it's been so helpful. It's just really nice because it was a big move for my family and I to leave such a big company. But yeah, they still respond to it. I haven't been very many places, if any, that haven't. And even if I'm working, you know, a local babyface in the territory, it's hard, you know, to drown out the We the People chant. So it's been very cool, and I just really honored to be a part of it, because like, it's one of the best things about pro wrestling to me, not We the People, but how the fans can take a storyline and change it and evolve it and make it theirs. And just over time, you see how it grows and, you know, manipulates things. And so I'm really, really humbled and very honored to be a part of such a cool thing.
Awesome. Two more questions. You did a ton in the WWE, a ton. Like, you won the World Heavyweight Championship. You were in massive angles. Like, people loved you. They hated you. What was the one thing that you feel like you didn't get a chance to do in the WWE that you would have liked to have done?
The one thing that I didn't feel like I got a chance to do was really build up some natural momentum. If you look back along the storylines that I was involved in, it always like came out of nowhere, I feel like, and we started something. And it's kind of hard because you want them to react naturally. You can't force it down their throats. And then we would work hard at it, and over months, you know, I would feel like we would always turn it into something. And it just felt like I never got to like keep going with something, because like the wheels always got cut out from underneath me. And you know, you lose that momentum. So you build up, it's just a natural reaction from our fans. It's tough, and then you have to like start all over. And so I wish I could have just kept going with one of the storylines, whether it was the Real American tag team or the babyface run. You know, after Rusev, I feel like there's, you know, just a lot of momentum there that got wasted.
What are your goals for 2018 in wrestling?
Oh, man. Well, definitely want to make it to Japan, wrestle for a promotion, and really start like, you know, a foothold over there and make that a regular thing. Shoot, let's win a championship. I haven't won a pro wrestling championship in, 2012? Yeah, so 5 years. It'll be 6 years by 2018. So I definitely want to win a championship. And I definitely want to continue growing this industry as it is, whether that's through social media or documentaries on YouTube channels, you know, documenting our journey. My wife and I are very close to starting our own channel, which will be a little bit of home stuff, but also, you know, the journey. And I really feel like that's like the new wave of pro wrestling right there, is on YouTube. And you know, you can get so much viewership that way, and it's very powerful. So I'm really going to focus on the social media sides of things and really try to create something like that I care about and want to keep doing on a weekly or monthly basis.